Ovat Cheshbon, that means Ovat Cheshbon Yishol Elom, it's lost already these people that make the Cheshbon. In other words, Kloima Lev Din Vlev Dayin, that there's no more Hashem, nobody to give judgment anymore. Adib on the Pasuk says, Yizomar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Him Din let them wait, At Sheyovoy Din, until Din will come about. V'nosim Adei Ad Nofach, means At Shetova Eish, Sheinetzrich Nifuach, until a fire will come out that doesn't have to be blown up. Ad midvo, ad shetidoyev nishmoson, until the nishmos will be ruined. The yamilon some say ad the yovid to be lost. Ad the yovid madiboy. Rashi says ad the yovid kuchar brichu madiboy lemeva. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu will do what's supposed to be done to the rishoyim leilam habo. As Rashbam says, Yilu b'olam hazeh dakem tzlochan. This world, the Rishoyim sometimes have a tzlochan. K'dei l'tar dem l'olam habo. Adorish lo yav diyofa n'med v'n d'reisha yir. So first one says, means ad to the doy of nishmasan, then the neshama will be worried. And some say no, ad diyofet. Ad diyofet ma diboy, forget Hashem does what he wants to the Rishoyim in this world, that they'll have the Gehenna in Elam Abba, in the next world. Obra Yudam Arav, Kola Poirish Medivrei Torah, that goes away. From Divrei Torah, Eish Echlosoi, fire eats them up, Shinemar, for Nasati is Ponai Bohem, May Eish Yotso, for Eish Teichlom, Yekiyotso Rabbi Marmab Yenison, Kola Poirish Atma Medivrei Torah, is Perish himself from Divrei Torah, is Noifel the Gehenna, he falls into Gehenna. Shinem the prophet says, Odem toya miderech haseichol v'kal rufoyim yenuach reim rufoyim elegehedim shenemar v'lo yodak rufoyim shom v'yimkei shoyel kriyeho. So the kids in the Sukkum are saying that somebody is perish from Divrei Torah zei shoychlo and he's noifel begehenim. Alright, we'll stop here.
It has to be from a Kedusha Taper. What you're makdish, that's chal anisa mil on it. Here you are makdish the tree. That's all. The tree at the time when you were makdish did not have any fruits yet. The fruits grow later. See, even though these fruits, lemaisa, belong to Hegdish, but you are not makdish it to pair with your mouth. Therefore, if you have enjoyment from them, you're not over anisa mila. Anisa mila is only on something that you are makdish directly. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi says, no, ha-makdish es ha-soda. V'yesa ilon, if you're makdish a field, and then you're makdish a tree, so lochri is moyelim bohen, uvegedulehim. Even what grows later on in this field, or what grows later on in the tree, it's also chal hegdish on it. Why? Nifnei shehen gedule hegdish. These things are called gedule hegdish, they grow out of hegdish. What grows out of Hegdish also has Kedusha, there will also be Moilim b'hem. This is a machlokes v'kitzur, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. What grows out of Hegdish, if Hegdish owns a tree, and later fruits grow off the tree, if you have enjoyment from those pears, are you over in Nisamila or not? Screw it, totally, if anything that belongs to Hegdish is a Nisamila, or else it has to have Kedusha saper. Your mouth, you have to be Makdashit. Here, you were only makdish the tree. The fruits were not there yet when you were makdish it. Since so, even though the fruits grow later, they belong to Hegdish, there's no issamilah though. This is a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Moritz says, Tanya learned like this. Omar Rabbi said, Niren divrei Rabbi Yehuda, I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda, bebor v'shoivich. In the case where you makdish first the ditch, and then later water comes inside it, or you makdish a birdhouse, and first later some birds come inside it. That there we say there's no issamil on the birds around the water. That's what Rabbi says. That he likes Rabbi Yehuda's words by the case of Bor v'Shoivich. V'divur Rabbi Yossi, when does he like Rabbi Yossi's words? That Rabbi Yossi says, no, there's an issur milah even upon what grows later. That's besod vilon. In a case of a sod, in a case of a field, or a case of a tree, he likes those words. He likes those, that's where he likes Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Hibur Rabbi Yossi besod uvilon. Now the Gemara says, hi, my, like, what's going on here? Bishleim, I understand very good. Bishleim, divur Rabbi Yehuda. That we say he likes Rabbi Yehuda's words. The boar, in the case of a boar, the boar means what? That you mark fish first, just an empty ditch. And then later, when water comes into the boar, you tell me now there's no hegdish on the boar, there's no meal on the boar, that's good, the boar b'shevech. That I understand. Mashma, though, that they argue, besod vilon, that I understand, that besod vilon, there we hold that there is an istamila. Right? But he meant to say, where do I like Rabbi Yehuda's words, by a boar and by a shevech? Then the water that comes later, there's no istamila. But by a tree, or by a field, if you're makdish your field, and then later things grow out of the field, there I argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and there I say there'll be an estimila. If you have enjoyment from the peris, or from what grows out of the field, then there'll be an estimila. That's very good. Yeah. Ela, but what you want to say, but Ela, Nivrin Divir Rabbi Yossi, Besod of Ilon, but you tell me you like Rabbi Yossi's words, by Yesod of Ilon. Rabbi Yossi again was the one that said, if you're Maktish the tree, and then later fruits grow on the tree, there is a nisamila on the fruits. So you're telling me now you like the words of Rabbi Yossi by these two cases. Michlal, it's a proof. Depolid v'bor v'shevech. And you're telling me Rabbi Yossi himself argues even by a bor v'shevech. Rabbi Yossi himself will hold if you're makdish a bor, and then later some water comes in there, there'll be a nisamila upon the water. Just, we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi by a boar. But Rabbi Yossi himself does hold that way. So Mura says, is that true? For Rabbi Yossi saw the vilan comer. No, Rabbi Yossi said himself the halach only by saw the vilan. He said in the case where somebody's makdish a field, or he's makdish a tree, then what grows out of the field, grows out of the tree, he holds it in Isamila. But mashm only in these cases because it grows out of the field, it grows out of the tree. But mashm, in the case of a ditch, if you're stam makdish a ditch, and then later some water comes in the ditch, that water didn't grow out of the ditch, just stam fell in there. So mashm, even Rabbi Yossi would agree, it's not hegdish, it's mezno isamila. So what are you telling me, different Rabbi Yossi here, mashm Rabbi Yossi himself would argue, even not by this case. And if Rabbi Yossi decided to be one, the verse says, mechlau de pligi vor b'shevech, for Rabbi Yossi saw the vilan come, you only said it by saw the vilan. Someone says, Tzichitena, maybe you want to tell me, Lidvorov, the Rabbi Yehuda Kamar, maybe no, maybe you only said it according to the words of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what he meant to say. And maybe it's like this, Lidvorov, the Rabbi Yehuda Kamar. But a time we learned like this, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi himself says, Ein ani roye, divir Rabbi Yehuda, b'saw the vilan. Rabbi Yossi himself said, Ein ani roye, I do not like, I do not see, ein ani roye, divrei shel Rabbi Yehuda, besod vilon. I do not like the words of Rabbi Yehuda, besod vilon. Again, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said, when you mark this just a tree, then if the fruits grow, there's no istamila on the fruits, since you were not mark this should prepare. So he says, I don't like those words of Rabbi Yehuda. Ein ani nivra, roye divrei Rabbi Yehuda, besod vilon. Nifnei, because over there it grows out of the tree of Hegdish. But since it grows out of the tree, there I understand very well it should be an Issa Mila. Besod Sadiqa like this. Besod of Elon, who the Ein Aroya? Mashma, only in a case where it grows out of the tree or it grows out of the field of Hegdish, is that what grows, there's an Issa Mila. But Mashma, Hor Babor Veshevech Roya. But mashma clearly, but by a bor v'shevech, he likes the words of Rabbi Yehuda. That it makes sense there. That in the case where your marked is just a ditch, or your marked is just a birdhouse, and then later some birds come in there, there's no isamila, because there was no kedusha saper. You did not say clearly you'd be makdish to birds. So it's mashma, clearly he agrees that here there's no issa mila. So what's going on? So Gemara says, hochi koma. Hey, this is what he meant to say. Hochi koma. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yosi. I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda that he says when you makdish something, what's inside it does not become an issa mila on it. When do I like that? Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yosi b'bor v'shevich. That Rabbi Yosi likes the words of Rabbi Yehuda by yabor and v'shevich. You know why? Sha'af Rabbi Yosi le nechlak olav. Because even Rabbi Yosi agrees, he does not argue. In other words, when you only makdish the birdhouse, and right then there was no birds inside it. So even though later birds come into the birdhouse, they do not become hegdish that they should be in Yesemila, because nobody was makdish them. So even Rabbi Yosi agrees like that. Because why? Shaf Rabbi Yosi le nechla kolav ela b'sad of Ilon. Because even Rabbi Yosi only agrees where it grows by a field or by a tree. Where if you're makdish a field or you're makdish a tree, and then later it grows out of the field or out of the tree fruits, and then Rabbi Yosi holds those fruits have an issa hegdish that there's an issa mila on it. Avol b'bor v'shevech moideley. Everybody agrees. So it comes out, really there's no machlokes really. In other words, by a bor and by a shevech, everybody agrees. If you're makdish an empty bor, and then later water comes in there, the hegdish, maybe the water becomes hegdish, it belongs to hegdish, but there's no issa mila. Since there was no kedushas haper, and it's not really growing out of hegdish, there would not be an issa mila. The machlekes only is where you're makdish a tree, and then later this tree gives off fruits. That there of you, the whole, still the fruits, there's no issa mila. Since there was no kedushas haper upon the fruits, there's no issa mila. And Rabbi Yosi holds no. Lamaisa, these fruits are growing out of the tree of hegdish. Therefore, there is an issa mila on the fruits. Tana Rabbanim, learn like this. Hegdeshon rekonim. Let's say again, your makdish an empty birdhouse, your makdish an empty ditch. The yachat kach nismalu. And then later they get filled up with water, with birds. So moylem bohen, there's only an issa mila upon the ditch itself or upon the birdhouse itself, if you have enjoyment from them. But v'yein moylem b'masha b'teichon. But what's inside them, a bird that fly now inside the birdhouse, there's no issa mila. You will not makdish them. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Aymer, af moylem b'masha b'teichon. Here Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, he argues, says no. Even what flies now into the birdhouse, even water that comes into the ditch, the loss of Yichal, anista hegdish, anista miller on it. So Omar Rabba explains, what's this last machlokes? Rabba explains like this, no, that machlokes is also only besod vilan. I'll tell you, no, not like we just said, it's not talking about a bore, a ditch, or a birdhouse. I'll tell you, the machlokes again is only by a sod and by nilon, where you're makdish a field, or else you're makdish a tree. And at that time, nothing was growing. And then later, something grew out of this field, out of the tree. The Tanakam Savalo Kareb Yehuda. The Tanakam holds like Rabbi Yehuda that even though it grows out of Hegdish's tree, so what? There's no issa mila upon those fruits because there was no Kedusha Saper. It's fact it belongs to Hegdish because it grows out of a tree. They had to speak it out right. In order to be over the issa mila, you have to say Harezu Hegdish, but you're up on the Paris. Here, you never said Harezu Hegdish on the Paris. You were only makdish the tree. True, later, when it gives off fruits, the fruits belong to Hegdish. But for the issa mila, there's no issa mila since it didn't come out of Kedushas HaPer. That's what Rebbe Yehuda holds. For Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, that's Tanakam, also like Rebbe Yehuda. But I'll tell you, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Sovalo, to Rebbe Yosi. They hold no like Rebbe Yosi, that since these things grow directly out of the tree of Hegdish, what grows out is called an extension of the tree. So just like on the tree itself, you will makdish peper. And if you have enjoyment from the tree, there'll be an issa mila. So then, if you have enjoyment from the peris, there'll also be an issa mila. Avol bebor v'shoivich, tivrei hakel moylem behen, v'yein moylem b'mashem b'teichon. But everybody agrees, as far as we said before, that if you only makdish an empty ditch, or you only makdish a birdhouse,